This is Beyond the Book on 92.1 WGH. And we're being joined by Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library, telling us about the latest happenings at the LDL. Chelsea, what's going on over there?
We have our community art project as part of the big read that's going to be finishing up here soon. I would just love to encourage people to, if you haven't seen it in the library, it's in our lower level on the hallway going to the Cheap Stacks bookstore. And currently the whole wall is filled with clouds that have dreams. And that's a really big, you know, a big kind of idea, but it's all the dreams of local elementary school and middle schoolers in our community. Mm. They are so much fun. Mm. My personal favorite is one child who just wrote that they wanted a frog and then a little drawing of a frog. And I'd love to give them a frog if I could. But there's so many. A lot of kids want to be YouTubers. A lot of kids want to be in like the NBA. Really good. I would recommend go take a look at them. They will absolutely make your day what kids are wanting to do with their lives, like where they're at, what they're dreaming of.
What their head is wrapped around.
And some of them just wrote down like or drew a picture of their most recent dream.
Yeah.
That's also fun. Mm. Those are really crazy. Mm. We've got some kids flying around, some drawings of some kids flying. Mm. So, so cute.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else is going on at the library?
Something really fun, especially for people who are into history, local history things. We now have the Grand Haven Tribune digitally available on newspapers.com. Mm-hmm. They anyone with a Loudoun District Library card, so it's Loudoun only, can have free remote access. So from your home, from your phone, wherever you're at, that'll give you the access to the newspapers from 1891 to 1928. However, if you're in the library and you're on our Wi-Fi, so either on our library computer or on your phone, on the Wi-Fi, 1891 to present day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So then you could look up the day you were born, for example, see what was happening in the world.
Yeah. You could look up, see what's going on, important dates, whatever you want. I know right now, as of last I heard, there's a little bit of an issue with it. It's only going up to 2018, mm-hmm. but as soon as we can, it will be present day. So super duper cool, free with your library card.
Okay.
Absolutely awesome to have.
All right.
We have officially gotten 1,000 vinyl records cataloged in our collection.
Yay!
In the Brooks Media Center, we are so happy. Mm-hmm. So 1,000 ranging from like the 1910s, so technically earlier because we've got some classical artists, all the way to present day. We also have two vinyl record players that can be checked out. So, and those are checked out for 3 weeks, both the vinyl records and the players. So we've got some Christmas albums. Come check out a player and a Christmas album. Mm-hmm. For Thanksgiving, we're going to be closing early on Wednesday, the 27th. We're going to be closing at 6 p.m. instead of 8 p.m. So just a little bit early there. And then we will be closed for Thursday, the 28th and Friday, the 29th. And then we will reopen for the weekend.
Okay. We're talking to Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. And Chelsea, if people want to learn more about what's going on over there at the LDL, where can they get that information?
They can find that at loudoutlibrary.org or Loudoun District Library on all social media.
This is Beyond the Book. You're on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce. We'll talk to you again next week.